Dionysus and the Dragon of the Deep. A long time ago, before the world was very old, there lived a young man named Dionysus and a young lady named Athenia, who was daughter to the king. "I must marry your daughter, your majesty," Dionysus begged the king. "As I have told you already, if you wish to marry my daughter, you will have to defeat the Dragon of the Deep," he replied. Dionysus remembered the day that Athenia was captured, screaming and scared. "I will find you, Athenia, no matter what," he whispered to himself. Then he trudged back home and fell asleep. The next morning came quicker than ever before. After Dionysus got ready, he told the king that he was going to save Athenia. "You made a great choice," the king claimed. The conversation continued when finally Dionysus urged, "I must go, your majesty, because I wish to save your daughter before it's too late." Whilst walking nervously and slowly to the beach, Dionysus encountered an old man who seemed to be waiting for him. Why was the man there? What was he going to do to Dionysus? Breathing heavily, Dionysus edged closer to the man. "Hello there, young man. I've been expecting you," the old man murmured. "But how did you know I was coming, sir?" Dionysus stammered. "That doesn't matter, but what does is that you take this." He gave Dionysus a small brown satchel. Confused, Dionysus carefully took it. "Use it when you are fighting the dragon," the old man whispered, then turned and walked away. Dionysus trekked across to the beach. Just as he had expected, his boat was moored right next to a large fishing boat. After several minutes of pondering, Dionysus finally got into the wooden mossy boat. Slowly he sailed away, facing the bright sunlight. Eventually he spotted a glimpse of a rocky cliff which seemed to look like a dragon's face. All of Dionysus's excitement was crushed like a boulder. At first, the sparkling sapphire sea slowly faded into a murky, frost-covered ocean. Then he witnessed the clear blue sky turn into dark, gloomy clouds. The darkness of the world around him made him feel like all the happiness had floated out of him. What was going to happen now? As he approached the gloomy, forbidden cavern, a sudden roar shook the ground beneath him like an earthquake. Petrified, he edged towards the gloom of the entrance. An insufferable stench struck him, so foul he thought he would faint. He gasped. A gargantuan, bloodthirsty beast slumped out of the shadows. A scream echoed the cavern. He knew that scream. It was Athenia. "I'm here, Athenia," he called, which was a mistake. "No one will take Athenia away from me," growled a devilish voice. It was the dragon's voice. Remembering the satchel that the man gave him, Dionysus opened it. After the glitter faded, he saw a golden sword with words engraved. The words were, "Whoever seeks this treasure must use it well." Knowing what to do, Dionysus was about to charge, but the dragon came plodding out. It had a tail like a scorpion's, fangs like bloodstained daggers, and scales emerald and shining. The beast lowers its head, ready to eat Dionysus. Dionysus knew this was his chance. He lifted the sword and threw it at the dragon's muscular body. Black blood spattered everywhere. Following this, there was an ear-piercing screech. Dionysus rushed over to Athenia. 1 month later, their wedding came. Happy as ever before, Dionysus waited for his bride. Just then, Athenia came, wearing a sparkling gown. A few minutes later, they were husband and wife. This was what Dionysus wished for.